Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm LBJ. You're there and I am here. And you're listening to The Heartfelt Truth. Welcome. All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, again. And as I said, welcome. As I always start my podcast, I hope that my voice finds you in good health, spiritually, mentally, and physically. Exactly in that order, and I mean that very sincerely. I hope all is well. Well, this is the unofficial opening of the summer weekend. I'm sure around the country, there's celebrations going on. We got the barbecues getting ready to go. It's Memorial Day weekend. And that's what's it. I mean, all the beach areas open up. I know at least on the East Coast, a lot of people excited, especially in the Northeast. I mean, I think we've been waiting for quite some time for this type of weather, you know, kind of break through the ice and, you know, get to some nice weather. So much needed, much welcome, much wanted, all that good stuff. Okay, welcome to my journey. I say the same thing quite often, what I'm going to do is now I'm going to go off in a different area. What I want to do is, I said to you that I was going to, you know, let you know about becoming a better podcaster and all that stuff, but here's the deal. So what I have to do now, what I've been noticing is, you kind of have to have that topic. Most of my podcasts, there's really no label on it. There's no topic. There's no title. Like today would be icebergs, but we're not talking about icebergs. Or we are going to talk about icebergs, but I haven't been labeling them. So people maybe even bypass it. Maybe even somebody's looking for something on icebergs and it would pop up. So I haven't done that. So that's a new thing that I've learned. I mean, even out of all the content that I've put together, I didn't really label it all. I mean, it's all just been the Heartfelt Truth, LBJ, you know, uncategorized, all that stuff. So we're going to move into that direction. So what I have to do now is become conscious of every time that I put out content to kind of give it a label and move forward from that. Any updates? I remember, I believe the last time I spoke with you guys, I was pretty excited that I had somebody who said they wanted to follow me. And I listen, I'm gonna tell you right now real quick, and I want to be very short with that. I had two other people that actually reached out and want to follow my podcast and follow me. And it's pretty exciting. So all I can say is, you know, slow and steady wins the race, you know. And am I trying to win a race? No. What I want to do is I want to win your support and us together. I really mean that. I want this to be a working relationship where you can, you know, send in some comments, send in some feedback, and let me know what I can do better to best serve you and, you know, to serve basically the world. That's what we're looking to do. I also waiting on this young man that I wanted to kind of interview. He was going to be my first interview. I didn't get any permission, anything, you know. So we got some paperwork that needs to be handled before I can, you know. I'm just trying to do the right thing, you know. I mean, I'm not looking to make any money off anybody. I'm not selling anything. But still, when you promoting or publish, you know, you just want to make sure that you have all your ducks in order. And that way nobody can come back and say, hey, you know, you did this illegally or you should be doing that. And I understand that. I mean, again, I'm learning the whole deal. So, but I think he's going to be interesting. It's going to be fun for him and fun for me. He's a very bright young man. I explained a little bit about him the last time. And he really is. He's a whiz. And I think that'll be fun. Also, state of affairs again. I don't know how I told you I don't avoid the news, but I every now it comes up, and I do try to keep up with current events. And it's nothing that I'm going to share with you that you don't see on your local networks and your TV stations. So I am not some anchor man, or I'm not, you know, getting on a podcast and say, hey, newsflash. No, you probably know about some of this stuff. And there was a situation again where a student took it upon himself for whatever reason and went into a school and made an attempt to, you know, to do some harm to other people. And again, I try to be upbeat and excited and share. And I still I have a plan in a few minutes that I'm going to follow my same format. I read little excerpts from my mother's book, that not her book she wrote, but a book that she gave me. And I find that to be fun and very interesting. But another troubled teenager. And that's it's disturbing. I mean, I don't know. I mean, how these young people, are they copycatters? Are they looking for fame? Are they looking to be like legends? Are they mentally, you know, there's something going on, and it's scary. It's scary for us in society. And you know, as parents, you know, and my kids are getting older, and so, but just in society, you know, you can't walk down the street without constantly, you know, kind of worrying about, you know, what's going on and who's going to do who, what, when, where, how, and why. Now, has this kind of stuff been going on? I imagine so. I mean, it's society for years has had its ills. I get it, but this is way too much with the kids in the schools. I mean, this is happening like every week. There's something that has to be done. I hope and pray the powers that be can legitimately, you know, address this situation. Is it mental illness? Is it parenting? I mean, I'm sure the two things I just mentioned right now are factors. From what I do for a living, which I my main job obviously is I deal with young people and I deal with society at large, and There's a lot of things that need to be addressed. And let me tell you something, people. I'm not talking about, you know, who's the president or who's your favorite. Call me out on it. It's like a horse race, man. You know, you pick your favorite horse and you hope he wins. You know, and somebody's going to say, why do you like that horse? I like the color of his hair. You know, I like his muscles. I like his name. I don't care. Who's ever in charge has to address this. It's becoming a nationwide epidemic. And it needs to be addressed. It's just that simple. Things have to change for us as a society to move forward. You know, and I said before, you know, the United States, the United States of America. I love America. I love my country. I actually serve my country. If I want to, you know, be vain about it, which I'm not, I mean, you know, this whole holiday weekend is based on the fact that, you know, veterans who have served, veterans who have lost their lives, and president, past military people are to be honored. I am among that group. And I totally appreciate it, you know, and I really mean that. But again, these young people going, bless me, I am so sorry. It's true. These young people really need, they're reaching out for something, man. And we got to do something, because it's going in the wrong direction. You know, we're supposed to be moving forward, and I think we're moving backwards. So I hope that, I hope all everybody involved. But I understand there, everybody's well. There was a heroic teacher who got involved. I thought it was a police officer, but it was a teacher. And kudos to him. I should have his name, but I didn't expect to be going on this far about it. But kudos to him. And that's that. So I really, really Just give me one second here. We're having a little technical. No, there we go. We had a little technical difficulty there. But yeah, I should know his name, and I don't, and I apologize for that. But congratulations, and yes, he's being held as a hailed as a hero. He doesn't want to be. Most people that, you know, have those heroic moments don't want to, but sorry, guy, you're it. So, you know, take it and wear it, and it's yours. All right, listen, I said many times in the past, I don't want to be noise here. I'm learning every day. I think from now on, at this point, I'm definitely going to start labeling my conversation. I think my format is going to change somewhat in terms of, you know, the topics. But before I leave, one of my favorite things to do is I always read a little something that from the book that my mother gave me many, many years ago. I kind of model my life behind it. And I read a little something. You open it up. I think there's any page in this book. And it's funny like that. Any one of these pages you can open up and read something in it. And I'm telling you, you would think that this book was written just for you. And it's the complete little life's instruction booklet. I can go through all the you know, copyright and all that stuff, but you know, I didn't write it. You know, it says Brown. That's interesting. Brown. I mean, the book is Brown. But anyway, real quick, let's look at this. I'm gonna go boom, 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 boom. I opened it up, and it says, "Don't let weeds grow around your dreams." Come on, real quick, right? I'm doing this podcast thing. I'm not letting the weeds grow around my idea. It's something I wanted to do. I think I have a voice. I know I have a voice, and I'm doing it. You know, if I make mistakes, so what? I learn from them. Let's look at this one here. Remember that almost everything looks better after a good night's sleep. And you know what? I think I'm going to end it on that one. That's pretty cool because, yeah, you know, you could be having some problems and some issues going on in your life, and things always look better after a good night's sleep. You know, you go to bed, you sleep on it. Decisions have to be made. Things have to be done. You know, you get yourself a good night's sleep. And I don't mean, you know, I get, just go to sleep and wake up the next day and tackle what you have to do. I'm actually in the middle of that, something like that right now. Got a situation after some decisions I have to make. And after a good night's sleep, you wake up. For me, I'll have my cup of coffee and I'll make my decisions. And that's what it's all about. So, listen, thanks for putting up with me again. You know what? If you're still there, that's great. If you're not, you know, I won't be offended. I'm okay with it. You know, I hope before you moved on that, you know, I said something that might be important to you. So, listen, enjoy the holiday weekend. Enjoy the holiday weekend. And at all costs, please, 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 be mindful and take care of yourself. And when you can, after all of that, try to take care of others. I know for a fact it'll make the world a better place. And we can all be happy and get along. So, until we talk again, I'm LBJ. You're there and I am here. You've been listening to The Heartfelt Truth. We'll talk again. Ciao.